Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I am an intuitive healer and meditation coach and teacher and have been broadcasting my meditations for nearly 6 years. I am grateful that you found me. I hope you enjoy my meditations. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Just finding that natural rhythm, moves through the body. Relax the shoulders. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the ends of your fingers. Move your mind from focusing on external thoughts to focusing on the rhythm of that breath, moving in and out of your body. Again, keeping it low in the belly. Finding that your breath matches the rhythm of an ocean wave. Tide comes in, the breath comes in. Tide goes out, the breath goes out. I want you to visualize yourself standing on a beach. You can feel the sand under your feet as you curl your toes. You can hear the water crashing on the shore. The sun warm on your skin. You breathe in, you can feel the damp air. Feel yourself fully immersed in this place. Bringing all the details in your mind forward so you can see them. Looking forward at the outstretched beach as far as you can see, where the water meets the land. I want you to begin to walk, feeling your feet rise and fall on the sand. There's no one else around you. Listening gently, listening to those gentle waves lap at the shore. The warm sand under your feet. Ahead of you, you notice someone walking towards you. A small child. As they get closer, you notice that the features and the posture are very familiar. And that this little one is you. I want you to pause and kneel down, waiting for them to come the rest of the way. And greet them. The two of you are going to continue down this beach together. I want you to ask your younger self how they are today, and thoughts that might be on their mind. How they feel about school or home, anything that comes to mind. Just create conversation. As the two of you continue walking down the beach, talking and sharing, I want you to notice that another person is walking towards you. Again, face, posture, very similar. Another child, but older. An older version of you is little, still younger than you are now. I want you to greet your younger self. And watch these two younger versions of yourself greet each other. As they hold hands and begin walking with you. Just like you did with the youngest version, I want you to ask yourself how you are. thoughts and feelings you have. Create conversation. Continue walking down the beach. As you continue walking, you'll see a third figure walking your way. Another version of yourself, but as a young adult. I want you to greet them and allow the younger versions of yourself to greet them. As you begin walking together, all four of you, create conversation. Ask the same questions you did of the younger versions. Continue walking down the beach. Ahead of you, you see someone's built a fire on the shore. A large bonfire circled with rocks. The four of you circle around it. I want you to keep your eyes on the youngest version of yourself. As they stand near the fire, they hold their hands over their heart and pull this heavy energy from their body, throwing it into the fire. As they do, you can also feel this. It's lightness and release into the fire. As the youngest version of yourself releases this to the fire, they scoop up the flame and bring it into their body, placing it in their heart center. After they do this, they circle around the fire and stand next to you, holding your hand and looking into the fire together. As you're watching the other two, they begin to do the same, pulling any heaviness from their hearts and throwing it into the fire. Reaching out and scooping up the flame and bringing it into their heart center. They're finished standing next to you, just like the youngest version of yourself, staring at the fire. Now it's all you, standing in front of this fire. Younger versions of yourself have faded. Still there, inside of yourself. I want you to pull any heaviness from your own heart and release it into the fire. Once you've finished, I want you to scoop the flame and pull it into your heart center. Take a deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Turn your back to the fire and begin walking back down the beach, back to where you started. Listening to the sounds of the water lapping at the shore, feeling the warmth of the sand under your feet. Breathing in the moisture-filled air. Till you are back to where you started. Feeling your feet on the sand. I want you to look down to your toes. And notice an object there at your feet. Something just sitting in the sand. I want you to pick it up. Hold it in your hand. Bring this object into your heart center. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. Looking out to the horizon, listening to that water. Bring your hands into heart center. Take a moment for reflection or affirmation for yourself. Think about your meditation. Take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and come back to me. Welcome back from inner child work, inner child meditation, release to the fire. This is the first time I've ever had a meditation where multiple versions of our younger selves were present, but As I went through the meditation, I realized, oh, I see what's going on here. We're sort of having just layers of release, really, and allowing, you know, each of them to have their moment where they're releasing to the fire and then stepping back to you. Eventually, you realize that you are alone by the fire, but not truly alone because all those versions are within you, right? And then one last release to the fire. So the release of the fire is really symbolic. We know that, you know, some of that you can actually feel lighter. So you are having an energetic release, but it's also about an awareness of the release or the necessary release in each version of yourself. And that, you know, over time, these things have a tendency to accumulate and we don't often pay attention to them because we're only in the moment. So, you know, doing meditation and doing this work on yourself allows us to go back and do that healing work on our younger selves and allow that release to happen so that we can be in a more whole and healed state currently. So as always, I wish you all the best and that your practice continues to bring you wholeness.